This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition, our Patriot Day program. As I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and we are broadcasting across great radio stations across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to our new stations down there in the Caribbean, San Juan, Puerto Rico, St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and those people that can hear us in the Bahamas, thank you very much for tuning in and chiming in. We've already heard from several of you tonight, and we'll say hello to you here in a little bit. But we appreciate you, and please stay safe down there. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Okay, joining us right now, Colonel Jim Warshak, retired United States Air Force. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain Matt.
And this is a portion of the show we call the Colonel's Corner. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
We are ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one
nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and
justice
for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, 18 years ago, September 11th, 2001, you were stationed at the Pentagon when that plane hit the Pentagon. You want to give us a little, tell us a little bit about what happened there?
You know, things happen, and sometimes within the event, there are things that kind of make it a little bit different. And that day, I was assigned to the Joint Staff. I was the Chief of PSYOP for the Joint Staff for the Pentagon and for the Department of Defense. And it was, I carpooled in every morning with three or four other guys from out in Northern Virginia and treated it like any other morning. Walked into the office. The only difference was our administrative NCO was on leave that week, and she had normally arrived before us, usually a little bit before six, and we got in about the same time and set up everything, turned the coffee pot on and put the TV on, and we settled in, had a cup of coffee, talked a little bit before we got ready for the morning update for the generals. And she went in there, no coffee. We went up to the concourse in the Pentagon to the cafeteria and got some coffee and sat up there for a little bit and went back down and started our morning and proceeded through that. And about 8:46 or just before or right at that time, one of our guys got a phone call, and it was his wife. And she says, you know, she was hysterical, saying, "Hey, did you see what happened?" And we, of course, hadn't turned on her TV, so we could turn our TV on and saw what was going on. And one of my guys, I won't mention his name, but he was from Long Island, and I was originally from the southwest corner of Connecticut. You know, I could see the World Trade Centers on a clear day from the shore over in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And we looked at each other and says, okay, that was about to, to happen sooner or later with a plane hitting the World Trade Center, and then we witnessed the second plane hit, and we knew, as many said, okay, this isn't an accident. This is a war.
Yep.
And we continued to watch, and we had Fox News on, and we heard the announcer come on saying, we're just getting reports now that there was an explosion of some sort at the Pentagon. And we looked at each other and said, well, what the heck is that now? Our office was in E-ring, an outside wing of the Pentagon, of the ring that goes around the Pentagon, right underneath the tank, which is the chairman's conference room, which mm-hmm. was right above us on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we watched and we didn't hear anything, no alarms or anything. And then finally, about 2 minutes later, the fire alarm started going off, and we heard all the commotion out in the hallway, and people were trying to get out. Well, from where we were, we would go out the entrance right down the hall to us. Everything funneled through the courtyard of the Pentagon and to that exit, because on the side of the building where the plane went in, there were really no exits, and with the devastation that had taken place, no one could get out that side. So we started X out, and we started seeing, you know, people hurt, bloodied, and other people saying they need help, and a bunch of us turned in the opposite direction and went out and got to the courtyard and got to the area of where you would go into the next set of rings on that side of the Pentagon, and started going down one of the alleyways there mm-hmm. to try to help people. We're just watching where people are coming from, looking for people to pick out who needed help, people who were mm-hmm. who had actually been burned and hurt, and we started helping get them out to the courtyard, and then eventually out to the outside, and eventually the actual first responders came, and they you know, basically told everybody, okay, we've got it from here, which in the magnitude of things they didn't. We did the best we could to help out. I think I carried out three people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our day. And then, we really couldn't do anything else. And then my job that I worked in, we couldn't bring cell phones into the building. We left them in our car out in the north parking.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we had no way of contacting anybody, but we were able to commandeer one person who had a phone and get word to our family. So, you know, and the next day we rolled up our sleeves and started preparing to go to war.
You bet. Well, hold that thought, folks. Colonel Jim Warshook, retired United States Air Force at the Pentagon the day of September 11, 2001. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. If you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I am the captain, and we are broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and it's mossnissan.com, the website. Now, check them out online and take a look at their dealerships in Newport Richey and Crystal River. See what they have to offer in the way of new and certified pre-owned vehicles, because there's something for everybody in every different price range along the line. But remember, with the brand new vehicles, especially, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and your 911 operators too, get thousands of dollars off your new vehicle when you buy it there because of the savings that you'll get. And the pre-owned vehicles there, Moss Nissan, will also be able to be bought at wholesale price. Now, you will get Moss Care, free lifetime oil changes, free tire rotations, and a whole bunch more. Don't forget that everybody who is also in the You Serve, You Save category, they get a discount on your vehicle service there. And you can also check them out on by going up to the Chevy dealership they have, which is Moss Family Chevrolet on Northdale Mabry, right there in Carrollwood in the Tampa area, and a brand new Moss Nissan dealership coming in the not-too-distant future right here in Tampa. So remember, whatever it takes, the home of You Serve, You Save. And remember to tell them the captain sent you to save you at least another $500 off the vehicle you're buying. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshak. Now, this is where we put our different hat on, but Colonel, I want to tell you, I got a lot of comments about what we were just talking about there, and thank you for sharing that story. That's something that people need to understand, because, again, for those people that weren't involved in September 11th and don't remember what happened at the World Trade Center, at the Pentagon, and at that field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, if you don't remember that, this is what we do. We remember all those people, the things that were done, because everybody was a hero that day, sir. Everybody.
Yeah, we had a lot of heroes that day, and we had a lot of families that lost a lot of loved ones, and I just ask everyone, today at 8:46, there is a nationwide moment of silence.
That's right.
If you take some time out of your day, whether you're at work or if you're able to attend a ceremony in honor of 9/11, please do so and take that minute to say thank you for those heroes and for what many have done since then.
Yep, absolutely. And let's talk about John Bolton. I know that you've been watching what's been going on there, and of course he is now out as the National Security Advisor. This is something that we've heard about for a while. There's been no secret that Bolton has been like the lion in the room, if you will, with a bunch of panthers. What say you?
Well, you know, we knew from the beginning, because of John Bolton's political mindset and ideology, he was a hawk and a neocon. And I want to, having worked on the NSC staff, there's one thing that most people don't understand about that, or actually a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
The National Security Advisor has no direct authority to do anything other than to run the NSC staff, manage it, ensure policy is coordinated, corroborated, and shared with the various members, which are the State Department, the Pentagon, the Department of Energy, Treasury, and then the Intel community, which are the predominant plank holders on the NSC staff. And his job is to choreograph, make sure everything happens. He has no authority to get us into a war or anything. Now, a lot of people tend to say, well, if you put Bolton in there, he's going to get us into a war.
That's all we heard.
He doesn't have that authority, and no national security advisor, no matter how good or bad they are, has that authority. That authority lies total with the president. And while the president, he has, or she has, whoever it may be, has his ear, it still comes down to the president. And, you know, really the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State, for the most part, have more leverage in their authority as the cabinet positions. And, you know, that tends to be where it comes from. And so you'll always have a battle sometimes, or for a good part of the time, between those two. And it's the National Security Advisor's job to kind of arbitrate and put forth, you know, the thinking and ideas that the president needs, but it comes down to the president. And so he is never going to deploy troops. He's never going to do something that's going to cause us to get into a war, unless we have a president that is so incompetent who would listen to just his national security advisor alone. So that's a big misnomer on that. You know, the other big thing is, you want a lot of discourse and discussion and a different opinions on the NSC staff, and that mm-hmm. tends to be the way presidents who do the job the right way do that, so they can hear diverse opinions on things, whether they're liberal, moderate, or hardline right. Bolton was hired partly for that, and because he's been a Washington insider, he knows the interagency, he knows how things work in Washington. He's been assigned to the Department of State. He's been at the UN. So
right.
I mean, he was hired for all that. But at this point, he became a renegade. He was doing a lot of things on his own, without direct support to the president, and President Trump had enough of it.
Now, I was told that before he did this, there's a report that he contacted Lieutenant General McMaster, H.R. McMaster, who had been the previous NSA guy, and apparently whatever the conversation was he had helped him make the decision he did.
Well, you know, the president will do that. He'll talk to a lot of people, former whoever, depending on what the situation is. But I think, you know, this was This was Brennan's Waterloo. He probably saw it coming. In fact, there's one little piece of information where they started to get a little bit irritated with him, and when he should have been assigned to working on some details in negotiations between North Korea and South Korea, he got tasked to go to Mongolia to do some interagency support work in Mongolia, and that seems to have been intentional and a signal to him that, you know, you're supposed to be at this meeting, but we sent you here for some other reason. And so I think he knew eventually this was coming, and a lot of people looked at it knowing that he probably wouldn't be there very long. I think he was, I thought he was there longer than he should have been.
Okay, now Congressman Doug Collins, Georgia congressman, has called for a probe of the CNN report of the spy, you know, that deal that they outed the spy, the public outing of, What's that, what's going to happen there? What do you think?
You know, Congress is notorious for doing investigations, and they'll do an investigation probably through the House Intelligence Committee. I think this was made more into a, you know, we all know the story now, what happened, how this occurred. What I'm getting, and I put some stuff out on the internet on it, was you know, this goes all the way back to 2016, and in some cases a little bit before, where they started to, you know, during the Obama administration, where they started to realize this guy could be compromised and started to put together an extraction plan, which is normal by the intelligence community and the CIA to do that. But what I'm hearing from pretty reliable sources, and I have no problem putting it out there publicly, and I did last night, that the final straw in this was John Brennan, who leaked it to the media and caused the media frenzy over it.
Yep.
And, you know, the guy needs to pay for that, because, you know, you don't do things like that with national assets, which these sources are for our intelligence community. You don't start playing these kind of games. So, if that's the case, do an investigation on him.
Yeah, I don't disagree, and I hope Brennan, I hope something happens there, because I believe Brennan is dirty and up to his eyeballs in all this mess.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say I have an article out on what is called the puppet master pointing the finger at Barack Obama, who of course was supported by people like Brennan and Clapper and Comey and the rest. And I surely believe that this is going to eventually come down to that.
All righty. Well, Colonel, here comes the music, and I will talk to you again next week. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you sharing your story with us about the Pentagon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Take care. Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody. He's the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and also a retired United States Air Force colonel. Find out more about him by going to the Hillsborough Republican Party website. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
National Security Advisor John Bolton has been fired, with reactions from one top Trump administration official. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's never surprised by anything the president does, including announcing the dismissal of Bolton via Twitter. But Pompeo isn't unhappy with the move, clearly by steaming ahead with the White House briefing that was supposed to include Bolton. The questions included the notion of chaos in carrying out foreign policy.
These have been the president's policies. We give him our best wisdom, but I don't think any leader around the world should make any assumption that because someone of us departs, that President Trump's foreign policy will change in a material way.
The president says a replacement will be named next week. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 74 points, the S&P up 1, and the NASDAQ down 3. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time on this Patriot Day to bring you the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, too. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay with 430 boats, 28 locations. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, the number to call. Now today, Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with some isolated afternoon thunderstorms. The wind started out this morning at about 10 to 15 miles per hour out of the northeast with some higher gusts. The seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature currently 89 degrees. The bay water temperature 87 degrees. We had our high tide at 2:31 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 6:49 a.m. And if you're going out there today on the water, just remember, be careful, be safe, and always let somebody know where you're going when you go out there. Don't go out there by yourself and just say, well, I'm going fishing. Now, give them an idea. Give them an idea just in case something happens that you have to relate to, or they have to come looking for you, whatnot. But the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you our beach and boating forecast. The numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story, because when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you have access to over 430 boats right here at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization right here in Tampa Bay. Now, they've got 185 locations across the country. They've got 3 in Canada and 2 in France for a total of 190. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has ports in 28 areas, 2 more coming soon. And the rumor is they're going to Gainesville. So we'll see. Now, right here, Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay offers you $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, or you work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance, and then after that, guess what? Monthly charges, and you're in like Flynn. Now, don't forget, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. So just go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, and don't forget, you can call them at 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you as well. All righty. Well, let's go to the phone lines. I do believe we have got Brandon Rimes, the insurance quarterback, or the consumer quarterback, on with us. Is that right, Brandon?
Yes, sir. How you doing tonight?
Okay, well, I'm doing good. It's Patriot Day, so we're remembering what happened September 11th, 2001, and I know what I was doing, and my mind drifts back that day. It started this weekend with what happened with the event that we had, but it's a day that we will never forget, and we are not going to, as long as we can take a breath of air, anyone around us is never going to forget it either.
Yeah, that's right. It's, man, what a day it was. And, you know, my hat's off to all the, you know, the folks involved, just like yourself, man. That was amazing that you were there and just helped, you know, get the nation back to where it needs to be, man.
Well, Colonel Jim Warshak was just down with me, and he was talking about what he did at the Pentagon. And, you know, these are stories that need to be told, because America needs to know that everybody that day, everybody was a hero, everybody.
Yeah, there was a lot happening in a lot of different fronts. So, we thank our military, man. We're always thankful, and we got our event tomorrow night. Real excited to celebrate with some of our veterans. We had a really cool call yesterday. Gentleman called in looking, you know, for the website, how he can register. And, you know, I said, well, I can schedule it. I can register. I took his name and his email. And he had a great backstory. He said, you know, hey, I'm former military, and I'm at the point in my career where I want to help as many people as I can. How many people do you want me to bring? And so we just had a great story, and he said he was just going to talk to some of his real estate investment groups and different people to, you know, try to help out and raise as much money as we can and help as many people as we can.
Sure, absolutely. And that's what it's all about, is giving back and helping the people, because there's things that they don't know about that and again, the VA is famous for this amongst others, but they won't tell you. They won't tell you. I was at a van mobility dealer yesterday looking to see the custom vans they make. And a lot of veterans are not told about the benefits that they have there, if they have to have it, that's there, because they don't want you to know that you might wind up with a 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or $100,000 custom van with a wheelchair ramp and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. They don't want you to know. And it's kind of like a need-to-know basis, and it's stupid, because it's all part of what you're entitled to if you've been wounded in combat, or if you've been injured to the point to where you need that type of help.
Yeah, and that's a shame, you know, and it's the same, it goes true with, you know, all types of insurance benefits and real estate benefits, mortgage. There's lots of things that we're going to unlock that key for them. We're going to show them how they can access these at our event tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the American Legion Post number 5. So we hope to see, you know,
Kennedy and Dale Mabry.
That's right. Great location, central location for all those in, you know, Tampa area, South Tampa, and yeah, we're excited about it. It's going to be a catered event, free food, and some great, you know, camaraderie and fellowship of great people. Attorney Joe Pippin's going to be there and talking to seniors about their estate and planning. And, We're going to have Patrick Hyland, Diane Vance, William Crowley, the Credit Man, the Credit Magician. Of course, you're going to be speaking as well as myself. So we're real excited about that. Tomorrow night, 6 to 8:30, it's going to be a great time for, you know, first responders as well, and military and 911 operators. I mean, all those involved.
Sure.
Those are the people that we want to salute.
Yeah, and there's certainly a lot of information for them to gather, and beneficial information that will put money back in their pockets, literally.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody's interested, just you've got a couple ways to connect with us. Text REQB, like real estate quarterback, to 313131. Real simple. Just text REQB to 313131. Just give us a call direct, 813-670-7372. That's our hotline. You can text that line also, 813-670-7372. That's our consumer advocate hotline. And the website is consumerqb.com, consumerqb like quarterback.com.
Now, I've been seeing a lot of houses on the market again. It seems like there was a little bit of a spurt where there's been more houses put up for sale for some strange reason. And I'm also seeing a lot of them being sold.
Yeah, properties are moving. They're still moving, especially with this final dip in the interest rates, which I was just at a meeting yesterday, education-type meeting for Keller Williams agents, and it looks like the rates might even dip again, you know, as we're... They say that we're potentially entering into a recessionary period. So each time that happens over history, there's a dip in interest rates. So, you know, going off of what the trends show, that we could have another dip in rates, which would fuel further more investments into real estate, and, you know, both from owner-occupants and investors. So it's a great market, great place to be, especially for those renting. If you're renting, you're paying too much in rent, you need to get into home ownership fast.
Yeah. There's a lot of truth in that. Now, tell everybody how to find you via your website first, and then the radio show.
Yeah, so we would love to connect with you guys. We're a consumer advocate. Everything we do is about helping people. So our radio and TV show that's going to be on AM 860 The Answer starting on the 26th. We're going to be at the 4 o'clock drive time hour. Our website for that is consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com, like quarterback. And then we would love to connect with you on the real estate front as well. My wife and I own a team at Keller Williams Realty, and we do a great job for buyers, sellers, investors at PlatinumMVPTeam.com. It's PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
Yeah, and you know, the good thing about you being over on AM 860, when you start that on the 26th, is you'll be over here with me and with other folks over here, and we'll be able to do a lot more networking together and some more things together. That'll be a real great advantage.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's going to be a good event in November coming up, and Mark is going to try to get me involved with some of those. I'm excited.
Well, I'll be there. You'll be there. We'll have a great time. And, of course, the general manager in charge, the short one, will be there too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, we'll see you Thursday night, my friend, at the American Legion Post number 5, Kennedy at Dale Mabry, starting at 6 o'clock. We invite all the folks, veterans, first responders, to show up. So thanks, Brandon.
Hey, my pleasure, Captain. Thank you.
All righty. Brandon Rimes, everybody, and catch his program by, well, let's see. He'll be coming over here at 860, but right now he's on 1380 for about another week or so. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Sign Scientific research proves the active ingredient in angiopram has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you need to know this one, the president did very well last night. His congressional candidates in the state of North Carolina won, both of them. So two more Republican congressmen go to Congress to fill out the term. That's there in lieu of everything that's transpired. And John Bolton resigned yesterday. Say everybody says he was forced out, but he did technically resign, turned in his letter of resignation, and we'll see what happens next. Now, today, Patriots Day, is where I am going, Patriots Day, because it's all about the September 11th, 2001 events with me. I was there. That's why I'm so adamant about reminding everybody that we can never forget. Now, Ron DeSantis, the governor of our great state of Florida, proclaimed today, Wednesday, September 11, 2019, as Patriot Day and a National Day of Service and Remembrance. He says, "I call upon the people of our great state to observe this day and appropriate ceremonies and activities, and to observe a moment of silence, to observe a moment of silence, beginning at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, in honor of all those who were killed on September 11, 2001, in New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. Think about that today. And observe that moment of silence. Stop what you're doing at 8:46 and just reflect on the day. Just reflect on the day. And good morning, Maria in Germany. I'm glad to see that you're doing well today, and she's chiming in telling me where she was on that day. Now, this portion of the program, the final segment, is brought to you by Dominic's. That's Dominic's, spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K, apostrophe S. Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the road. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Try that with your big box stores or those discounters you hear about on television or radio. See if they'll come and do your installation, do your cleaning, and your, take care of your parts and repairs when something breaks. I bet you they don't. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Stop, and by the way, when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks out on the highway, give them a wave. One of them's probably going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount, too, on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number is 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. Now, I've got a little bit more audio here. This is what was going on in the air when everything started on the morning of September 11th.
American 11, climb, maintain a level 350. American 11, Boston.
Now, this is the first...
7, Mike Lima, how do you hear?
This is the first...
Mike Lima, is he loud and clear?
This is the first
American
plane.
American 11, Boston.
This is the first plane going out of Boston that's been hijacked.
American 1-1, the American on the frequency, how do you hear me?
This is 8:13 in the morning when it starts.
This is,
this is Boston. I turned American 20 left and I was going to climb.
Right about now, the hijackers are taking control of the aircraft.
Right. Yeah, I turned him 20 right.
Oh, okay.
And he's only going to, I think, 29.
Okay.
Low.
Sure, that's fine.
But
you
I'm
want
not talking to him.
He's Nardo. Roger.
All right.
Thanks.
7 Mike Lima, descend at pilot's discretion, maintain for level 240.
Meeting on 240 will begin now.
American 11, Boston.
In a second here.
American 11, if you hear Boston Center, ident.
You're going to hear the audio with Mohammed Atta behind the wheel for the, in the cockpit of the aircraft.
Kennel 683,
flight level 210, climb 230. Kennel 683, Boston Center, Roger.
Climb maintain for level 310. Climb maintain for level
310. American 11, if you hear Boston Center, ident, please, or acknowledge.
Again, the plane has been hijacked right at this point. There's a scuffle going on board. This is when they killed the pilot when they entered the cockpit and took out one of the stewardesses, too. They had their box cutters. And you're going to hear Mohammed Atta come along here in just a little second. He didn't realize he had this microphone on. Thought he was talking in the cockpit to the plane. He was talking to the control tower to Boston Center.
American 11, if you hear Boston Center, recontact Boston Center on 127.82. That's American 11, 127.82.
All right, so that's where they're at right now with everything that's going on.
Athens, this is Rockdale. A couple things. Point out north and west of Rockdale is in San Francisco, 986. Hey, also, are you trying to get through the company on the American Marathon?
We're trying everything here.
Is he really got no transponder screwed up?
By the way, he's turned his transponder off now, so they can't track him. This is Otto behind a plane.
American Airlines emergency line, please state your emergency.
Hey, this is Nitty at American Airlines calling. I am monitoring a call in which Flight 11, the flight attendant is advising our reps that the pilot, everyone's been stabbed.
Flight 11?
Yep. They can't get into the cockpit is what I'm hearing.
Okay, who's this I'm talking to?
Excuse me, this is Nitty at American Airlines at the Raleigh Reservation Center. I'm the operations specialist on duty.
And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Nidia.
Nidia. And what's your last name?
Gonzalez, G-O-N-C-A-L-E-Z.
All the reservations. Okay.
Now I've got a flight attendant on the line with one of our agents.
Okay. And she's calling how?
Through reservation. I can go in on the line and ask the flight attendant questions.
Okay. I'm assuming they've declared an emergency. Let me get ATC on here. Stand by.
Gotten any contact with anybody? Okay, I'm still on with security. Okay, ready? You're doing a great job. Just stay calm, okay?
Now this, the stewardess talking to this ticket person.
We are, absolutely.
Via the phone in the aircraft.
Okay, we're contacting the flight crew now. We're also contacting ATC.
Okay.
Anything else from the flight attendant?
So far what I've got, the number 5 flight attendant's been stabbed, but she seems to be breathing. The number 1 seems to be stabbed pretty badly, and she's lying down on the floor. They don't know whether she's conscious or not. The other flight attendants are in the back. And that's as far as I know. It seems like the passengers and the coach might not be aware of what's going on right now.
These 2 passengers were from first class.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Betty? Do you know any information as far as the gentlemen that are in the cockpit with the pilots? Were they from first class? They were sitting in 2A and B.
All right, well, this is chilling stuff, and I'm going to stop it right there. But today you're going to hear probably some of this, but we played audio tonight from what happened when everything started to begin with, as well as the tower collapsing and the Mayday calls that went out, and Colonel Jim got a chance to talk about what he did at the Pentagon. It's been one of those days. It's going to continue to be one. And for all of us that were involved in September 11th, as I said, our goal today is to make sure that you never, ever, never forget, because people have forgotten the way things were, how we got to where we were at, and we need to remember that the United States of America is still the greatest place on the planet Earth to be. And to all those out there, thank you for what you did. September 11, 2001, everybody was a hero. I'll see you tonight, everybody. And by the way, I'll be at Mission Barbecue for lunch, a special September 11th lunch. I'll be there about 12:30.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. Brains and what it really means to be queen. making ourselves heard on stage and on screen, showing the way in Silicon Valley, and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.